Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. If you want to listen to one of our previous shows, or you missed the daily program and you want to listen, it's podcast. We put the podcast of this show up about 15 or 30 minutes after it's over.
So you could technically enjoy this show, and then 30 minutes later, you could enjoy it again.
Yeah, I would question your sanity at that point, but yes, that's right. Some people do like to go and re-listen to something, like our interview with Jim Caviezel,
right?
For example. So it's available to you. Our podcasts are hugely popular for many of our shows. Steve Jordahl, good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Ed Battagliano, Tim Wildman. Now, I do have a question, Brent. Brent Creeley, our producer. We have the podcast, so for all our shows.
Correct.
On AFR. So you go to AFR.net, right?
That's correct, yes.
And right at the top, it says podcast.
Yes, click it.
And you click on there. Now, let's do this together, Brent, because I have a question that I'm not.
I'm doing it with you, too. Is that okay?
Yeah, y'all do this with me. And I'm not. You're our teammate here, but I just want to know maybe if you know how this happens, what I'm about to bring up.
So if you go to AFR.net,
right,
mm-hmm.
And you click on podcast.
Yep.
True?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you scroll down to the first, on my screen, there's four. Y'all mm-hmm. got four?
Four across.
Yeah, four across.
Four across. Okay, four across. I don't see today's issues.
Okay. All the way
in
there.
In the first four.
Oh, right, first four.
Let's go scroll to the second line of shows.
Huh.
I don't see today's issues at AFR.net on the second row of shows.
Well, surely the third.
Okay, let's together. Are we scrolling together here?
Absolutely.
Scrolling together.
Huh.
Okay, to number three. The third row of shows, which is four more shows. We've come to 12 now. There's no today's issues yet. Am I right?
You're correct.
So let's scroll on down. Surely we made the top four on our own network. I'm the president. You're the vice president.
Yeah.
Huh? You would think we'd have some pull here, wouldn't we, Ed?
You'd think.
So let's go on down to the fourth line, the fourth row of four shows. Nope, no today's issues. So we've now come to the first 16 shows on our network, and we're not even ranked.
Okay. I know how to fix it.
Let's go to number. Okay, Brent. Let me just tell you where we end up. We're not on row five. We're not on row six. We're not on row seven. People don't like us here in our own building. We're on row eight.
You might be able to get on the first row if you name the show A Look at Today's Issues.
Yeah.
It's not alphabetical.
All right. Brent, do you know you know these IT people in our building
I think
here?
It is.
Why have they taken Today's Issues and put us on the 25th, on the sixth row, like the 26th show on our podcasting site?
Well, if I can refer you back to the IT department.
You're going to refer me like John Kareem Pierre does?
Circle back
and refer me to?
I think it's supposed to be alphabetical, but it's not totally.
Roughly alphabetical.
It's roughly alphabetical because Middle East Report is in the T's, and then comes Roman Gabriel's show. After the tease, then comes today's issues.
And then Trivia Friday, and then Washington Watch.
Yeah.
There's like 30.
It's sort of alphabetical.
There's 30 shows listed, and we're at the bottom. You got to scroll like for
right
20 minutes to get to our show. So I just.
It's kind of sort of alphabetical until the very end when it looks like they threw the extra potatoes into the stew.
Yeah.
The leftover potatoes.
Anyway, that was just a question I had. Maybe the last shall be first, you know, when it comes to.
I've heard that.
I think Sandy's podcast, Sandy Reel's 24/7 is number one as far as downloads, and I think Today's Issues is number two on the AFR.
We're out to get you, Sandy.
All right, go ahead, Steve. What do you got?
Shoulder.
What do you got?
All right. I'd like to start with something that's not really pleasant, but we have to look at this. The FDA has, for the first time, ruled that the abortion pill mifepristone can be given out over the counter. You can now go into your pharmacy and ask for this abortion drug, and they will, some, if they decide they want to do this, they will fill it. So it's a big step against, I mean, this is kind of the fallout from the Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. This is the pushback that we're getting. But I want to show you how radical these pro-abortion people are. You're going to hear from a member of the squad. Her name is Cori Bush. She's a Democrat congresswoman from Missouri. And let me tell you, she has a different worldview than you and I do, Ed, to say the least, and Tim. Listen to Cut 9.
Medication abortion is a lifeline. It's a lifeline for the trans folks who face transphobia and bigotry because of anti-LGBT plus laws and outrageous bans on a gender-affirming care. Banning medication abortion would be like placing a ban on Tylenol, a ban on antibiotics. There is no scientific, there is no valid medical reason to do so. It's only political propaganda. During the COVID-19 pandemic, onerous restrictions on mifepristone were lifted, and we saw just how safe it can be when you let people get abortion pills via mail with a telehealth provider, as hundreds of thousands of people did that. It is precisely because it is so safe and it is so effective, anti-abortion politicians are attacking this drug.
Something deeply ironic, darkly ironic about calling an abortion drug a lifeline.
Yes. Okay, so first of all, there is a deep sickness in fallen humanity, and we just heard that in Cori Bush's comments about the freedom, quote unquote, to murder unborn children. Okay. So that is just sick. It is evil and demonic to be so passionate about making it easier and easier to kill and to murder unborn children. But am I understanding the first part of what she said correctly? You explain to our listeners.
Yeah,
Steve,
the first thing she said was that it's a lifeline to transgender people. Who
now? How does that work in terms of what's going on in her mind?
In her mind, if you are a woman who wants to be a man and presents as a man, you should be able to get an abortion as a man. And this is the only way in her mind that you can do that. Apparently, now Planned Parenthood would certainly take a woman that says she's a man and give her an abortion. They'll abort anybody. But
so that's what she was talking about.
She was talking about the women who think they're men and get pregnant.
They also need to be able to kill their baby.
Yes, it's a right after all. You know, says we.
I tell you, it's a sickness and it is an evil, and these people are going to have to answer for their passion to kill unborn children.
So. Yeah, along the same lines, I found a study by some medical types what did they say? They're talking about gendered pregnancy care, the fact that if you treat women, not birthing people and all that kind of stuff. Listen to this. The authors of this study argue that gendered pregnancy care is too focused on helping women have healthy babies, and that it might be okay for trans men, their term for a woman that thinks she's a man, to continue taking testosterone during pregnancy despite the known health risks to the fetus and effects on its normal development. The desire for normal fetal outcomes, according to the authors, is rooted in a problematic desire to protect their offspring from becoming anything other than normal. And it reflects a historical and ongoing social practices for creating ideal and normative babies. Wanting a healthy baby is somehow...
It's problematic.
It's problematic.
Because your first responsibility is to the feel emotional good. And mental well-being
right.
of the trans individual we're talking about. It's, I just... Every day seems to bring a new bizarre twist on the progressive slash regressive left's insanity.
Yeah.
They go deeper and deeper. It almost sounds like Romans chapter 1, where there's that downward spiral where if you reject God and you reject the created order, the Bible says you are given over to something even darker.
Yeah.
And that just seems to clearly be where these people are headed, that kind of dark, demonic vortex that sucks you ever deeper and lower. You guys can quote me on that.
I'm going to quote you. I'm a reporter, so everything you say is on the record.
There we go.
Let's talk about something a little less dark. It's kind of on the same topic, but have you guys been following Senator Tommy Tuberville's effort to
absolutely
keep abortion out of the military?
In fact, let me just throw a little pitch in. American Family Association will probably release today an action alert where we ask our supporters, those who have signed up for our action alerts, to send their encouragement to Senator Tuberville and explain why. Why is this man making a heroic stand?
Well, the reason he's doing it, what he's doing is he's putting on hold, a senator can do this, the promotion and the advancement of a lot of military brass, basically. Says as long as the military is going to continue, by the way, breaking the law, because there's a law that says you cannot spend tax dollars on abortion.
Right.
But as long as you're doing that, I'm not going to allow these people, I'm going to hold them hostage for until at least their promotions hostage until the DOD stops paying for abortions.
I wouldn't call it hostage. I know what you're saying, but I think it's a matter of principle. Let me just, I know people sometimes get tired of me rehashing a story completely. I'm trying not to, but I have to consider that there are a lot of people who are listening to us who maybe are unfamiliar with this story. Okay. So after Dobbs' decision, which overturned Roe versus Wade, the Democrats and the political left, their hair was on fire.
Yeah.
Okay. Their hair was on fire. They were going crazy. Well, that's when Biden and the Democrats started doing anything and everything they could to promote abortion on demand through 9 months of pregnancy, any and every way that they could do it, because that's what they were trying to in your face to pro-lifers and conservatives and to the Supreme Court. Okay, so what the military did, the Pentagon did, they announced, hey, you know what? We're going to start paying for people who want to have an abortion to travel. So if you live in a pro-life, if you're on a military base, for example, in a pro-life state like Texas or Mississippi or another pro-life state, and you want to have an abortion, you're in the military, we, the Pentagon, will pay for you to travel to New York or California so you can have an abortion with taxpayer dollars.
Right.
Okay. So what Senator Tommy Tuberville of Florida did, excuse me, of Alabama did, who I've met him, great man in terms of his convictions, he, relatively new senator. I think he's been in office maybe 3 years. All right. He said, you know what? No. You're not going to do that. I have the authority as a United States senator to block, to hold up military promotions if you're going to, what I would say, circumvent really the law, mm-hmm. and have the government paying for abortions. Okay? So, Senator Tuberville has basically been by himself with a few supporters. Even Mitch McConnell from Kentucky criticized his own Republican, Tuberville, for doing this, for taking this stand. But Senator Tuberville has been bold. He's been courageous. And we applaud him for taking this stand. I don't know you didn't mean it in a disparaging way, Steve, but I don't call it holding hostage these promotions in the military. The military started this, the Pentagon, and I'm talking about the woke Pentagon leadership. I'm not talking about the rank and file military personnel out across America or internationally that represent our country. I'm not criticizing them. I'm talking about the top echelon at the Pentagon who decided this was a good idea in the first place. Guess what? Senator Tuberville, who was known for coaching defense in college, by the way, has taken a defensive stand here and is standing strong on principle, and we applaud him for it. And it doesn't look like to me he's going to back down on this. Let me just say, Ed, I want people who agree with Senator Tuberville to thank him, and we have made it easy to do that. If you will just go to AFA.net and click on, if you go to AFA.net and you click on activism, which is very easy to see up there, right?
Right.
And you click on activism, then you click on action alerts. So a couple clicks. Are you following me now?
Right.
Then we have Senator Tuberville's picture there, and we have, it says, thanks Senator Tuberville for his heroic, did I say that word right?
Heroic, yeah.
Heroic pro-life stand. And that sends an email to Senator Tuberville's office thanking that man for his courageous stand.
Because he's under a lot of pressure.
Oh, enormous.
Yeah.
In fact, I interviewed him. We didn't play it on the radio because, I don't know, we didn't have time, but I'm going to get him back on our program. I had to pre-record it. This is 5 or 6 weeks ago about this issue. And he said, you know, I'm under enormous pressure by people in my own party.
Right.
To surrender on this matter. And I know he was under a lot of pressure. So we need to pray for him and we need to support him. And, you know, the expression by Billy Joel, we didn't start the fire. Senator Tuberville didn't start this. He didn't condemn for his stand. It was the Pentagon who said, we're going to pay for people to have abortions. Yep. That's what started this whole matter.
So go to AFA.net.
Yeah.
Look on the drop-down menu, click on activism. You'll see action alerts. We have a separate action alert for Senator Tuberville.
Okay, we need to pray for him. He's under enormous pressure, and we need to thank him and let him know we stand with him because he's a pro-life champion.
Right.
There you go. All right, you're listening to Today's Issues. That's the name of this show on the American Family Radio Network. Tim and Ed and Steve. Hey. Steve, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say along the same lines, I, the reason I brought it up to begin with is a letter has been sent to Senators Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell, signed by 5,000 military personnel.
No, veterans.
Veterans, I'm sorry. 5,000 veterans saying they back Tommy Tuberville, and they think that they want him to stand firm. These are veterans who say, we're with you. So good for them.
Yeah.
And I think it's illegal for tax dollars to be used.
It violates the Hyde Amendment.
Hyde Amendment,
right?
So
it's only in the last 5 or 6 years that these far left Democrats have decided that the government needs to pay for abortions. Before that, even Biden himself, when he was a senator, he was against the federal government paying for abortions.
Right.
Everybody understood that even if you were, quote, pro-choice, you weren't for this. You weren't for the federal government because you're saying if you're for this, there are millions, half the country or more are pro-life, and I would say more than half the country is in pro-life in one way or another.
Right.
They fully understand, even if you're pro-choice, why you don't want to take tax dollars of millions of people who are pro-life and use it to pay for abortion.
Right.
That's always been understood. Again, until the last, I would say, 4 or 5 years, wouldn't you?
Right.
And now these hardcore lefties have taken over the Democrat Party, and they want abortion up to the time the baby comes down the birth canal. You can ask them. They're not ashamed of that anymore. They say, yes, abortion through the full 9 months of pregnancy. They'll tell you that now.
Their opinion is kill them all. That's how evil this is.
Yeah.
That's their attitude. Doesn't matter when it is, we're in favor of killing unborn children.
Yeah. All right, Steve, go ahead.
All right. Are you guys familiar with the term burying the lead? It's a journalism term, which means if you have a story and there's an important part of the story, if you take it and put it down at the bottom, people might not get to it if you right. want to hide the fact.
They'll miss the point of the story.
They'll miss the point of the story. Well, New York Times is expert at this. They have an article out. The headline is A Positive COVID Milestone. Subheadline says, in a sign that the pandemic is really over, the total number of Americans dying each day is no longer historically abnormal. So the death rate from COVID is leveled out to the point where now as many people die of normal causes, of regular causes, as do the COVID is not spiking the death rate anymore. You have to go down 17 paragraphs. 17 paragraphs before you find this. The official number is probably of deaths by COVID is probably an exaggeration because it includes some people who had virus when they died, even though it was not the underlying cause of death. Other CDC data suggest almost one-third of official recent COVID deaths have fallen into this category. They were inflating the numbers by a third. So if you took all of the COVID deaths, if you can slash that, take a third off the top of that.
So if a person dies in a car wreck
and they had COVID,
it was listed as a COVID death?
Yes.
Well, Ed, haven't you seen this experienced?
Yes. Well, my dad died. Yeah, that's what you're talking about?
Well, I didn't want to.
Oh, all right.
We didn't talk about this prior to the program, so I didn't want to ask you a personal question. But that's what I'm talking about. Your father.
Yeah.
Your father.
Well, I knew a guy.
I lost my mom.
Okay.
I knew a guy who died of congestive heart failure because he was 93 years old and had some aneurysms. And yet on his death certificate, they said COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I knew a guy. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, and we've heard a lot of stories like that. People die. One fellow died in a motorcycle wreck, and then they listed it as because he had COVID.
Yeah,
they put him down with. I mean, it's
if you take a third of the deaths of COVID out of the equation, it makes it all the more ridiculous. The hoops that we had to jump through, the closures, the mandates, all the stuff that they did to keep us down during the COVID pandemic, just it makes even less sense now.
Yeah.
Well, and no question about it, COVID was serious, at least those first two rounds.
Right.
By serious, I mean when that virus was going to people's lungs, people were dying and getting real sick. We all remember that. So we don't want to downplay the seriousness of that. But at the same time, many of us believe the numbers were exploited far beyond their reality for political purposes and for monetary purposes.
Right.
Okay. All right, we are out of time. Thank you for yours. Steve, appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Ed, thank you.
Absolutely.
Brent Creeley, thank you, Brent. And we want to thank Fred Jackson and
Jim Caviezel,
the actor who was on with us earlier in the show.
Harrison Ford will be on tomorrow.
have a great afternoon, everybody. See you back here tomorrow.